Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, Daniel, this is John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
All right. How about yourself?
Not bad, man. I got your message. Sorry I missed your call there.
No, oh, no worries.
All right. So,
yeah,
can I catch you at
the time? Yeah, it's not a bad time. I was just wanting to move forward with things.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, before we move forward with anything here, did you have any questions for me or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay, pretty self-explanatory and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. The number I'm calling you on right now, is this the best number to contact you, or
is it
I had a different number? Oh, okay, cool. I'll make sure not to give this phone number out. I just want to make sure. Now, for the customers, you want them to reach out to the 0916 number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, beautiful. And then, to get things rolling, I need to make
sure
I have...
Either that or our office number, but either way is fine. If it's going to be something that you guys are changing or will be advertised, then I'd probably just want to use the office number, since that's the number that's, you know, everywhere else.
Okay, what's that number?
Updating that.
Yeah, I want to make sure whatever you want to be
updating it, or?
I mean, if it's on Google, I want to keep it consistent. You know, I think
that's
the best idea, too.
The 747, or 317-747-7309.
Okay, and that's the number you want them to call, so I guess. So, okay, perfect. Boom, boom, boom. All right. And then now for the business name, I have it as PME, just as a short, correct?
Yeah, Certified Cleaning Solutions. So.
Certified Cleaning Solutions. All right. And then for Google, now we don't have to have a physical address to show to the public. But they definitely need to have a physical address. Can't be a P.O. box or anything like that to get verified and things like that. What address do you have that would you like to put on file, though?
9331 Castlegate. All one word.
Yep.
Drive.
And yeah, is that the 46256 zip code?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Looking good. All right, and let me make sure here. Now, I remember we last talked, we wanted to make sure our technician team meets you, they introduce themselves to you, go over how to go over your tracking system, because that's going to be your next best friend, right? We want to make sure you're able to see everything for yourself. I could set that up as early as tomorrow if you wanted to. Do you have like an hour window to speak with them?
Would I need to be in front of a computer or anything?
Nah, you don't have to.
Yeah, we can do that. 9
around 9 a.m.
would be a good time. Yeah.
Let me see
I
here.
I should be driving for about an hour at that time.
The only thing is that the earliest I could do is from 10 to 11. But the latest I could do is from like 6 to 7.
Let's do 10 to 11. Let's do end of the day. Let's just do like a 4 o'clock. That'll be most ideal.
4 to 5? Okay, let's see here.
I'm sorry. Last time. Let's do a 3. Yeah.
3. That one I cannot. 2 o'clock I could do. Yeah, 2 to 3. Perfect.
All right. Let's do that.
Lock that in. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send the same email to our team. So that way, all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and then they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to the meeting as well. I'm going to put this phone number I'm calling you on for them to contact you on that, but that's about it. Okay. I want to make sure this phone number is not getting out to anybody else. And then also, it's going to come from the same email from the JSEO that I sent from last time. Let me know as soon as you get it. Okay, hold on here.
Okay.
Oh, that's the perfect timing there. All set. Boom. That should be any second there. I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too. So 11 their time. Boom. Okay. Anything come in yet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Looks like I got it.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, I got it. The invitation?
Yes, sir. Remember, again, nothing further than just hitting yes on there, okay? Sometimes it does weird stuff, so.
I just did it.
Perfect. All right. Now, next part. Hours of operations. How do you want to be found for your customers this show as far as, like, you know, Monday through Friday? Do you want to do 24/7? What are you thinking?
I do 24/7 only because we're available for emergency water extractions and also for commercial clients. But I don't really do residential. I really don't work on the weekend, honestly, unless it's for commercial or, like I said, water extraction.
Okay, yeah.
We could just do 24/7 and
yeah.
I can always just do what I've been doing and telling people that we're completely booked on the weekend.
Honestly, I think that's the best route. I mean, a lot of times I talk to customers or business owners, then we put a specific time zone and people don't care, man. They still call anyway. But, you know, they really want your service, they'll leave a message and plan from there with you, you know?
Exactly.
Yep. And then far as your service radius, like I said before, it goes up to a 50-mile marker. How do you want to use all 50 miles, or do you want to hit specific areas? Do you want to keep it to 30?
Let me go inside real quick and look at the map. I can kind of tell you exactly. All
right.
Let's see here. 30 miles is probably plenty.
Say, I'm looking at it myself. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty far out, actually, now I think about it. So
yeah, from if we were like in central Indianapolis and went 30 miles out, that should cover like Plainfield, Avon, Brownsburg, Carmel, Hamilton, Hancock.
Yeah, that's a wide range right there. Okay.
There, Greenwood.
What I'll do is I'll make sure that, you know, we keep it at the 30 miles out for now. If for any reason you need to update it and you want to spread your wings, go further, or maybe even condense it to a smaller radius because you're doing so well, then by all means, just let our team know so they can make that adjustment for you, okay? That goes for everything on this. It's not like you're married to anything. I want to make sure that if – I mean, you'll be able to do it yourself, but I always say it like this. If you're paying for a service, let utilize us, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
Sir. All right. Now, as far as payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you accept check, credit card, Zelle, or anything
cash
like that?
Credit card.
Cash, check, card, it is. All right.
Yeah, I try not to do any Cash App or Zelle or any of those.
Yeah. I mean, the original stuff is sneaking around for a long time for a reason, so
yeah,
I get it.
It tends to just stay in pocket if I just do, like, a Cash App, so I try to avoid that.
Ah.
End up leaving a Cash App in there and not remembering that the customer sent it to me. So I'd rather just check cash or card.
That's a good point. Actually, the reason why I stopped using Cash App, me personally, is because I left it in there and they started deducting money from their stuff. It was weird. I was like, no, nope, never again. So,
yep.
And then also, I know we went over it, but I want to make sure I have the number correct here. What was the number you wanted the customers to reach out to?
317-747-7309.
That's the one. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Did you want them to be able to text or just call or email or anything like that?
Call. I'm fine with texting. I can give another number that customers can text just because the carpet repair service. For people that have like a dog or cat that may have scratched up their carpet, it's kind of easier for them just to text a picture. Then I don't have to worry about an estimate or going out to see it rather. Do you want that other number?
Yeah, I'm ready for you now.
317-371-0916.
Perfect. Okay.
And that's basically my work phone. The number that we're talking on is my actual personal number.
All right, cool. So anytime, or actually, you have my number with my extension. So just save it as local splash, because from here on out, our team will be calling from that 877 number. Okay. And we'll set up a security question and answer. That way it's very confidential. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. We'll never give out your answer to your security question. We'll only ask the question itself. You never know. There's crazy people out there. So I want to make sure you're well protected.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No, for real. The next part is the bread and butter here. So far as your services, I want you to make, I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. I don't have to put everything, but I definitely want to put some things in here at least, so that way our team, before they reach out to you tomorrow, they know how to help you, where to start with, and everything to get going. But what's some services I can put up in here that I can of course get in there?
I think the main service that I'd really like to be spotlighted or featured is the carpet repair service.
Okay.
Just because that's a service that most people don't even know is something that can be done or repaired.
I'm one of them, actually. Seriously. Oh, okay.
That's our number one highest dollar service that we offer.
Is there a specific type of... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's all you. It's all you. Go ahead. I'll type it in here.
To kind of clarify on the carpet repair, like loose or rippled carpet is really what we're after. Buckling of the carpet or wrinkles in the carpet is what we typically are fixing on a day-to-day. That plus patching or bonding or seaming of carpet, where there could be a transition from a hallway to a doorway where the carpet could be frayed and we'll have to re-seam the carpet together.
That makes sense.
That's something we specialize in.
Love it. All right, cool. These are things that people would, I'm sorry, I just, hearing this from you, I talk to a lot of business owners and they don't get that detail on that. And so it's smart how you put this in there like this. So, do well with this, man. No lie. All right, so got this in here. I remember you mentioning like water extraction as well too.
Yeah.
You want to put that
instead of
in there?
I would, but I'd prefer for the next focus to be on carpet and upholstery cleaning.
Okay. Yep.
As well as tile and grout cleaning.
Power and grout. Okay, perfect.
And then lastly would just be commercial carpet cleaning. Obviously, all the services that we offer on a commercial level, but janitorial services commercially would be something that I'd really like to promote.
All right, I got you. This is right here. You said janitorial as well? Yep.
Correct.
Boom, boom. Over here. All right. Looking strong, man. I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more just in case. So when they talk to you tomorrow, they might ask you, say, hey, is there anything else that we can add in or want to take off, whatever the case may be. Just to make sure.
Yeah, there's a bunch. that we do that I left off.
All right, cool. Yeah, I know I put you on the spot, Eunice, so. Now, your business, is it licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page at the moment, like, or a Facebook business page by any chance?
Let's just say no.
Okay.
Might as well be no.
All right. So if that's the case, we'll develop one for you. All right. Because we want to make sure. But again, no matter what, the only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So as long as you have your own personal page so you can keep track from everything else as well, too, that's all that's required for it. Of course, we won't look at anything in your personal. We just want to make sure we keep track of everything to keep everything up to date for as your Facebook business page, though, okay? And run those ads. So they will go over that with you as well. And far as website, did we get to talk about that before?
We kind of briefly talked
briefly
about
on
it.
That. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a website, or are you trying to work on that right now? You do?
I do. I'm not a big fan of it, but I have one.
Okay. I want to make sure that website's being found, though, right? What's the domain name?
Cleaning Solutions. It's been a while since I even went on it. Pretty sure it's cleaningsolutions.pme-indy.com.
All right, let's make sure I got this here. Let's make sure it's working, too. Let me see here.
I'm actually doing the print.
Right? I was like, wait a minute. Make sure. It's up and running?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right, cool. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, man, so I'm sending this over to our team right now. And then the next part, this is the protection part I was telling you about. So I'm going to make sure that you're well protected on the pricing. It stays like that for the life of you being with us. The price will never go up. Okay. Also, you have the phone number already, but I'm going to bring that up end of the recording. In case you ever decide to part ways in the future, there's no cancellation fees. And I tell you how to go ahead and do that on there in the recording, okay? So in the beginning, I will ask a few questions just to, you know, verify who you are. Please, if you have questions, concerns, stop me in my tracks. Ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Gotcha. All right,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
PME Certified Cleaning Solutions.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Lucius Daniel Porte, Operations Manager / Owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for a second. So that's what I'm talking about. After this recording here, we'll set up that security question and answer. That way you're not falling for any of those traps out there, okay? But I just want to make sure I point that out. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Agree.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Agree.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 5th and the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, the 5th of every month, in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. Beautiful, sir. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you have everything in there. All right.
I understand.
So, yeah. And you never, they're going to be too careful, right? So, now, Daniel, as far as your security question, I joke around about this a lot, but I've actually seen it happen. So please, whatever you do, don't forget your own answer to your own security question. I don't want you locked out of your own account, man. Okay.
Right.
We have three, it's basic choices though, but I mean, you can choose one of them. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name it is. And remember, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Berwick. B-U-R-W-I-C-K.
Okay, perfect. Now, we will never, again, we won't give that answer out. Okay, we will ask a security question, but we won't give that answer out. So that's a huge red flag if you, someone does something like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And Daniel, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial with that?
First and last. 1 second, though.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? All right.
Are you good?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, perfect.
First and last name. First name's Lucius, L-U-C. I-U-S, last name, Porte, P-O-R-T-E-E.
All right. Lucius, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Messing me up here, man. Do you go by, is that your actual name?
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh, okay. Dang, that's cool,
man. When I was
man.
Younger, it wasn't that cool. The older I get, the cooler the name becomes.
I was going to say, man, you're kidding me? Like, that's like
yeah.
The coolest names I've signed. I'm going to say I'm going to sign up with this program ever right now. Oh, it's okay. I go by my middle name, actually, instead of my first name. So I didn't
What's
actually know my
name?
David. It's boring.
Oh. Yeah, pretty common.
Right, you know? I didn't even know my first name until I was, like, 11. My parents always called me by my middle name. I swear to you, yeah. It's the craziest thing.
That's how my son will be. His middle name is Elijah. We call him Eli, but his first name's also Lucius.
Ah, that's cool, man. All right. So, man, I just want to call you Lucius now. All right. So, Daniel, the billing address, is that the same to the as the one we have on file, the 9331?
No, different.
Okay. What would that address be?
9719. Mustang, like the vehicle, Trail.
Okay.
And that's in Fortville. 46040.
40. Perfect. All right, cool. And then also, what kind of payment method are we using right now? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express? An Amex. All right. Boom, boom. All right, now for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
3715529027131380.
All right. And the expiration date?
0328.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
4836.
Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, you know, I like to always do a triple check, man. I hope you don't mind being patient with me, but you got a really good promotional rate. I need to make sure that it stays like that. All right. So, give
me 10 seconds. I understand. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really do want to make sure I look out, you know. So, that's a few things there. Boom, boom. And, okay. Looks good. Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and process the payment. Stay on the phone with me. I like to keep to my promises here. Only $249, and you're going to receive a text and an email, whichever comes first. Let me know so that way you can see everything as a breakdown that we discuss as well, too, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Google? All
right. It just went through on my end over here, so let me know as soon as you see some.
Okay. Google.
Let me refresh my site here. Maybe that sends out quicker.
There
it goes. All right,
just got the text.
Beautiful. All right, cool. If you want to do it through the text, it's easier, but it's the same thing as if you look down the invoice on your email as well. So on the text message, when you pop it open, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and click that for me. And in there is your breakdown of everything. Okay, so not only is going to show everything that we discussed, but also if you, in case you ever decided to upgrade your package later down the road, please, before you do that, let me know. I'll be able to keep that promotional rate for you for all the packages. Okay. But it's short descriptions of those as well too. At the bottom, there's two checkboxes I believe you have to click. Everyone misses it because it's so small. But once you do, you're going to type in your name. Yeah, and it's just like the name that's on the card, though, okay?
Yeah, now it's saying username, password. It took me to another screen.
Perfect. That's it. So tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, that's your dashboard. So tomorrow, when our techs call in, they want to show you how to maneuver through it. They're going to give you a login and password. And like I said, that thing is so important and intricate that they want to make sure you know what you're doing when you're looking at that, okay? So that's
makes
the main
sense.
Factor there. Yep. All right, man. Well, Daniel, pleasure talking with you, and welcome to the family here. Congratulations.
I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Working with you. Sir.
Likewise, man. Likewise. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? You take care until then.
You have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Bye-bye.